The Zone is presented by Guaranteed Foods, delivering all-natural food to Midwestern families since 1958. Enjoy healthier food, more free time, free delivery, and better value. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Dylan Michaels, Mick Schaefer hanging out with us. Presented by Empower Payments, empowerpayments.com, as it is Dylan's birthday today. So I want to make sure people know that it's Dylan's birthday. He's been walking around telling everybody. You walked in, he's like, "Hey, Mick, it's my birthday today."
He didn't say, "Hey, Mick," first. He said, "It's my birthday, hey, Mick." That's the order.
Yep. It's odd that he's been doing that all day.
29.
Yesterday, spent all the entire show going, "Hey, you know what tomorrow is, guys? It's my birthday." It's not your birthday. That's what he's saying all day. He's like, "It's my birthday. It's not your birthday."
Are you too young to be on Facebook, Dylan? Are you on Facebook?
Or too old to be on Facebook?
I was going to say, I think I'm too old.
Wait, I'm on Facebook. No, at this point, the olds are on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
Parents on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, the young'uns aren't on Facebook anymore. They're not even on Twitter anymore, or X. They're on Instagram, and that's probably going out of style.
He's like, "I have a Facebook account, so I can't say I'm not on it. I have a Facebook. I just never get
it's
on it."
It's the most annoying day, your birthday.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I hate my birthday.
Couple hundred
Happy birthday,
messages.
Mick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Have a good one.
I'm not going to now. You know, I was going to, but now you told me to.
I don't even do, like, everybody's like, at the end of their birthday, they're like, "Let's thank everybody for give me a shout out." Really overwhelming. I don't do that because it is overwhelming and I hate it.
Last year, it was like June 27th. My birthday is the 24th. So like June 27th, I'm like,
and somebody else loves their birthday, huh?
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, wait. I bet a lot of people put the happy birthday on and I didn't do anything." So then I'm like, do I go and just click like on every single one?
No, nobody
cares. I didn't.
Nobody's thinking of you outside of that 1 second.
That's true. That's exactly right. And the only reason they know that is because they get a notification of, "Here are your friend's birthdays today."
There's gotta be some sort of button you click that you can just do an automatic thing.
It's an algorithm.
All your friends.
It's an algorithm.
Birthdays. Happy birthday.
Balloon
Jason.
Release. That's right. It's a cover letter and just like, "Dear Colgate."
Yes.
I would love to attend Yale.
AI writes it.
Yeah, no chance. Did I accidentally send the Missouri Western one to you, Northwest? My bad. I just changed the name. It's no big deal. All right, let's get into the offense of the ZOUs. We start with Bobby Witt. He is he's a good player.
He is.
Yes or no? Over under on good player for Bobby Witt. That's our first
Say
one.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to go no. I'm going pessimistic
Even
this year.
Even if he has a bad year, he's still a good player, so I'm going to win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Home runs, stolen bases combined. Last year, the man had 79 home runs and stolen bases. We put the over under at 70.5. Let's see. Mick starts on this one. Over under 70.5 for Bobby Witt.
I'm going over. I think he could very well drop in home runs, but I think he's going to run even more this year. It could be 60 stolen bases, maybe 25 home runs, something like that. That's going to more than make up for it. So I'm going to say over.
Dylan, Mick went over, so I write you down for over.
Yep. Keep the trend moving there.
I am going to, for whatever reason, go under. Like, I'm going back and forth, and I'm starting to doubt myself, and I'm in a rut.
He's going to be a nine.
I'm in a rut.
Nine worse in that category.
I'm in a rut, okay?
That's what I hear.
I admit it, all right? I don't want to do that. I mean, 70.5 seems so low for Bobby, but he might have 70 stolen bases. I'm going over. All right, I'm doing it. I'm going over, damn it. I'm going over. I'm getting back into my excitement.
I mean, it could be like 25 and 46, which would be big drops. In both categories.
Yeah, well, and you've talked me into it, so thank you for making sure I don't lose a point there. I appreciate you. I'm getting back into my element.
When
thank you
man. Said that, I was thinking 80.5 because he was 79 last
80,
year.
You want to go to 80.5?
No, I don't. I'm good with my over at 70.5.
Okay, very good. Salvi, extra base hits. We put it at 43.5. He had 44 and 42 the last 2 years of extra base hits. So that is home runs, doubles, and triples.
You're counting triples in there? I think he's got 5 in his career or something like that, doesn't he?
I don't think he's had any in the last couple of years. But no. 43.5. Dylan, we start with you. 43.5 for Salvi, which is right at what he's had the last 2 years.
I'm going to go under. Just going to go under on this
under
one.
Under for you?
Yes.
Bleep it, I'm going over. I've now turned over a new leaf. I'm now back into now totally losing. Mick, what do you say? Under? With Dylan?
Under. With Dylan.
This is you guys.
I'm not even trying to at this point.
So it's me versus you two. You guys are double teaming me. Pasquantino batting average. Batting average for Vinny P. So he was injured last year. We know that. And said he was injured while he was going through the season. His first time in the big leagues in 2022, he batted .295. Last year, it dropped down to .247 because he was injured. Batting average, we're going crazy here. .299. Do the Royals have a .300 hitter or not? I am going over with Vinny Pasquantino in batting average. Mick?
Under. I can't say it fast enough.
Dylan, under?
Under. Just write down whatever.
I feel like that was the easiest one for me. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I mean, any more hitting .300, like I said in the break, is like your top five in the league.
He hit .295 in 2022. Yeah. Now he's 2 years older.
He is.
Now he's 26. That was still 24-year-old.
But he's developing 26. His power more, which means the average
yeah,
might
that's
drop.
So why didn't you tell me that before I picked it? Okay, now I'm going.
I just stayed at 299. I'm good.
All right, we're going to drop it to 250. What do you say now? All right, this one is a combined two players, Hunter Renfroe and Nelson Velazquez. Hunter Renfroe and Nelson Velazquez. We are going combined home runs for Renfroe. And Velazquez, 44.5. Now, Renfroe has had low 20s last couple of years, or last year had like 23. Velazquez had 14 home runs in 40 games last year for the Royals. So does he continue that trend? Does he fall off? You know, spring training numbers. He was pretty brutal in spring training. Just think about that one. Mick, what say you? 44.5 combined between Renfroe and Nelson Velazquez home runs this year. What do you and Dylan think?
44.5 between the two.
Between the two. So if one of them has 45 and the other one has zero, it's still over.
No one can go negative.
I don't know. Chris Owens was negative. He had some negative numbers a few years ago.
I'm going to go under and count on Kauffman Stadium / an injury.
Kauffman injury.
It's a nice thing. Not because of the stadium, but the stadium's bigger.
Yeah.
Renfro's numbers could go down and everybody gets injured.
Dylan?
Just to throw everyone off, I'll go over.
Whoa! No, you son of a gun! Betraying me like that.
You two literally are going to watch Renfroe and Velazquez.
The only
difference between you two. Renfroe Velazquez for the ZOUs.
Like,
all you guys have to watch.
First or second because of that.
I am...
just kidding. You're still in the running.
I'm going to go
Until
under.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to go under. Don't worry, Dylan. You've already got a sizable lead on me on that one. And then the one that we haven't done in the past because we haven't had players to do it in the past. Cole Reagans or Bobby Witt will finish in the top five of Cy Young or MVP. Either one of them. Now, last year, Bobby Witt finished seventh in MVP. And if you're looking at the betting odds this year, Cole Reagans is the sixth betting favorite for American League Cy Young. And Bobby Witt, oddly enough, sixth betting favorite for American League MVP.
And it's just those two guys. If
either one
MVP
of them.
Jumps up and gets fourth, it doesn't
two.
Count. Okay.
Just those two. Either one of them finishes in the top five of their respective award, MVP or Cy Young. I think what we start off with Dylan on this one. Yeah. Dylan, we start with you. Yes or no for these guys?
Yes. I'm going to go Bobby Witt will be in the top five.
Yep. You don't even have to name one. Just a yes or no. Mick?
Yes, I believe Bobby Witt will be in the top five. We're back.
All right. I'm going no.
Whoa. I think that's probably the better chance. Right?
Yeah, but
I mean,
it's just
a lot of players.
It's just such the... again, I'm going opposite theory.
You're just trying to...
Last year got me. I mean, seven straight ZOUs of not losing to the now back-to-back, and I'm doubting myself. Everything is just now doubting. All right, Royals wins. 74.5 is what Vegas has the over. This was an easy one. It's what Vegas set it at. Yeah. So 74.5, we start with me. I am... All of the little negative Nancy along the way, I'm going to go over. Bleep it, because I do have them winning 77 games. But, Mick?
So, we recorded something for the morning show tomorrow, because I do not show up for that morning show live.
You're on the Border Patrol tomorrow?
No, TV morning show with Lindsay Shively. She's a huge hardball fan.
Part-time job.
Loves, yeah, sorry, my other job.
Yeah, your side gig.
What I moonlight as.
Yeah.
And I compared this season, it could be like the 2013 season, right, which springboarded into 14 and 15. They were above 500. I don't believe what I said. I think this might be more like the 2012 season, which is more like 72 wins, which would be a huge improvement from last year. Still, so I'm going to go under.
Under for you. I already wrote down under, by the way. Dylan, what say you?
I'm going to go over.
Oh, yeah. So now you guys have to watch Renfro and Velasquez home runs and now the win total for them. So there we go. Those are the 10 categories.
You out on like September 1st. You're like, well, they're going to need to win every game the rest of the way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have six different questions that you two are the same and I'm different. So there you go. Six different categories.
Out of 10?
So you know what? That's how it should be. That's fun. That's how it should be anyway. All right, let's eliminate some pieces of sound here. Should we do Swifty or should we do Fat Bear? Let me look and see which ones might be the longer clips or the shorter clips. I don't know. Whichever ones we want. There's 16, 8, the 12. There's the 4. There's the 9 that's also out. There's the 13. There's the 11 and the 7. All right, we'll do Swifty Era. In my Swifty Era. Let's go with that one. There's some shorter clips in this one, it looks like. Well, unless this one is actually shorter.
I got to get to Kauffman Stadium.
Really?
Jason.
What if we just took the time deciding which ones to eliminate instead of actually playing the sound? Would you like that? Hmm? Would you like that, Mick? Would you like us to do that?
No.
Decided. I've now switched my choice to Fat Bear.
I'll go over. Dylan?
All right, Dylan, Fat Bear, let's get into it because we already had a number of teams that played on Thursday that we eliminated on Friday. So let's get into it. The 5-12 matchup, the 12 seed ended up winning. Grand Canyon got the win over the 5 seed. The 5 seed St. Mary's is out, and so is this sound.
If you want to be a f***ing dick about it, you keep your helmet and your football and your f***ing kicking tee right where the quarterbacks are warming up.
That's St. Mary's is that, and good, it goes along with St. Mary's and the religious institution with Travis Kelce and his very clean mouth. That was the 5-12. The 4-13, Alabama knocked off Charleston, the 13 seed, out. So is this sound?
Now he's got to face Ellie De La Cruz, who appeared to be consciously pitched around at times in his major league debut. Doubled, walked twice yesterday. But in his later plate appearances, it would go from loud chants of Ellie to tennis match golf tournament silence.
Anticipation to see what...
Oh, goodness! That ball had a family! In game two, his first home run! A two-run bomb! The hardest hit ball by a Red this year. That was nearly 115. It brought everyone to their feet.
Ellie De La Cruz, first home run. The ball had a family, and it still was crushed. The 6-11 matchup, Clemson knocked off New Mexico. New Mexico, the 11 seed, out. So was this sound.
Hey, guys, so, breaking news. They just found a new book of the Bible, and it says the Chiefs need wide receiver help. I don't know what to do with that information.
Oh, the book of Juju.
The book of... That's pretty good, Jason. The Chiefs right now are struggling with Judaism.
New Mexico is out, and so is that piece of sound. The 14 seed, Baylor, Colgate. Baylor won. Colgate eliminated. The 14 seed is out, so is the sound.
Yeah, it was something. They're brothers, right?
And cousins.
Brother cousins.
And one is the uncle of the other.
Utah. I mean, at least they found the right spot.
Andersons. Jeez.
That family tree is a circle.
Just doesn't branch.
It's a shrubbery.
Doesn't branch straight up.
It's a family bush. Oh, no.
Hey!
Oh, no.
It can go. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It can go. The number 9 seed, Michigan State, ended up losing to North Carolina. And the number 9 seed, Michigan State, is out, and so is this sound.
Looking forward towards Detroit. The weather has been a factor in some of the playoff games, even for the most prepared teams today. It's 13 in Detroit, which doesn't compare to some of the temperatures in the top two. Any special plans to acclimate the team to not only endure but perform in those kind of frigid temperatures should you face them in Detroit?
You do know we play indoors, right? They got a dome.
They got a dome.
I don't. What do you want? No, nothing planned. We're indoors, and we only have to be outside for 20 seconds getting off the bus going under the thing, so we'll be okay.
She could have just said, what's it going to be like playing in the cold? Instead, she put so much effort into her elaborate question with facts behind it.
I wanted her to
non-factual question.
I wanted her to follow up and go, no, that's what I meant from the bus to the A70 extra. I know what I'm talking about, Coach. Duh, they got a dome. That's the 9 seed is out. The 12 seed, Grand Canyon, lost to Alabama. And Grand Canyon's out, so is this sound.
Name something you need to bring when you're camping.
Curtis has always told me that he likes to pitch a tent.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk later about how that's different, but you got it right.
So good by Adam.
12 seed Grand Canyon is out. The 3 seed Baylor, the Bears. They do not knock off the Clemson Tigers. Baylor, the Bears, and Fat Bear Week. They are eliminated in the second round. So is this sound.
As they say, Jason, he's got that dog in. But ever since I heard Nate Buchady say the words 8-10 meat bundle, they were able to do it both ways. I mean, they were plowing open some holes. Mm.
Then you've got two guys with sticks trying to pound it out of you like American gladiators.
The ball is wet and sweaty.
And there's also two guys getting ready to plow him.
Let's deflate that football a little bit. People can't work on that groin a little. You guys, your ball work was amazing.
Matt Innuendo Derek. That's what I've always called him.
Everybody calls him that.
Innuendo.
That was also a bracket of sound one, I think, last year. Innuendo. And Corey, of course. Innuendo. Because he's Corey. That's the 3 seed is out. The 7 seed, Dayton. The Flyers got grounded by Arizona. And the 7 seed, this piece of sound is out as well.
Interns ready with the chewy toy and giving you a belly rub if you get too out of control.
Jeez. Every guy loves a good belly rub. My little dog really loves a belly rub.
Thank you, Danny. Is he talking about an actual dog or? I'm not sure.
No, it's code or literal.
I'm not sure. That's what the kids are calling it these days. There you go. Fat Bear Week, the updated teams that have been out, been eliminated.
Are they all gone? Are we ready to go for the Sweet 16 or tomorrow?
Swifty era. There's one more bracket, one more region that we'll actually do on the other side of the break.
They're not till tomorrow night, right? All the games?
Yeah, roughly. The games are tomorrow night. Yep, but we're going to do that on the other side just to get them. I don't know, maybe do it. No, you know what? No, no. I'm going to do it on the other side.
I'm going to ride it live.
Because you're going to leave.
Yeah, I'm going
to. You've got stuff to do. Mick has his side gig that he's leaving his full-time job here to go and work the side gig because there are a lot of press conferences coming up. We're going to hear from John Sherman coming up at 2 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 810. And then later on in the 2 o'clock hour, the ace of the staff starting opening day, Cole Reagans, will talk. Matt Quattrero will talk. And then over at Arrowhead will be, Brooke Sherman and Mark Donovan and the Royals and the Chiefs together. We'll let everybody know what's in the actual lease that they'll be voting on in 6 days. For the next 40 years. So one vote in at least 6 days for 40 years or 25 years, depending on what the Chiefs. Thank you, Mick. You're the man.
Love
appreciate
your shows.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen off the air. He is presented by Empower Payments, empowerpayments.com, boosting your business and charity with every transaction. We'll take a timeout, come back, and we will do the In My Swifty Era region, and we will eliminate those teams and sound coming up next. Thank you to Mick Schaefer for joining us. He's presented by Empower Payments, boosting your business and charity with every transaction. Why settle for the ordinary merchant services? You can give to charity with every transaction with Empower Payments. Visit empowerpayments.com. Mick on his way out to Kauffman is the press conference with John Sherman. Will take place at 2 o'clock. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And then we'll hear the press conference at 3 o'clock with Brooke Sherman and Mark Donovan, Chiefs and Royals, together with a press conference as they will announce the signing of a lease or letting people know finally what's in the lease. And we can figure out how the taxes will actually be distributed in the 3/8 cent tax, how it's going to be paid out, because there no longer is the Sacred Nations Clause, because these are two separate leases. And we are finding out what is in the lease some 6 days before it is time to vote. And whether or not anybody's mind will change, I highly doubt that anybody's mind will be changed with the announcing of the lease and what may be in it. But we'll be able to finally see in writing, at least you would hope, some of the things that have been promised, like the insurance that the team has agreed to give back to the county. The teams have agreed to do that. $2-3 million, roughly what that would be, that the county's not on the hook for. The park levies, those things that the teams have agreed to sweeten the pot. So we'll see. It'll be a 40-year lease for the Royals, a 25-year lease for the Chiefs. And that press conference will go on today at 3 o'clock. We'll have that for you right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And then, of course, as happens the day before the opener to the season, we hear from the starting pitcher and the manager, and that'll be in the 2 o'clock hour at some point. Cole Reagans and Matt Quatrero will both talk, as Cole Reagans will head to the mound, an opportunity to go and start the season off on the right foot for the Royals. That, you know, in a way that, you know, typically Aprils are judged in a way that may not be fair and isn't looked at the same as some random games. And obviously this is March, but you get it, March and April. Not the same as, you know, a middle of June or July, even though the games count the same. This Royals team, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how they are judged early on in the season, depending on how they do. Because depending on your view of what you think the Royals can be and how they got to whatever record it is, you can make a realistic argument of it being positive either way. If they, you know, have a rough record, you're like, yeah, well, you know, they're playing a lot of good teams. Have a good record, they're playing some good teams, and look what they're doing. So they do have an opportunity to go out there and show that they're going to be competing throughout the season early on when you're facing off against a team that is the betting favorite to win the American League Central coming up tomorrow and then Saturday and Sunday. All right, let's get into the In My Swifty Era region and knock out some teams that have been knocked out in the NCAA tournament for the Bracket of Sound. In my Swifty era, the 1 seed and the 16 seed faced off. They typically do. They did on a Friday, and the 16 seed ended up losing. That is, Stetson lost to UConn, and the 16 seed is out, and so is this sound.
And that was where I had my first ever puffy taco.
Was it Stetson, apparently? That's what the selection committee thought. That took place at Stetson. Not sure if that's what he was talking about or not. But that team is out. The 8-9 matchup that took place on a Friday, the 8-9 matchup of Florida Atlantic and Northwestern. We know that Northwestern ended up winning, and Dusty May headed off to Michigan, the head coach of Florida Atlantic. But the 8 seed was out, and that is this sound.
What could you possibly complain about with Forrest Gump?
I have a rub.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'm out doing whatever I want. Now my life's going down the toilet.
Yeah.
So here I am, Forrest.
Yes.
You should slept with half the country and taken every drug known to man, and now you're dying. Hey, I'm back.
I think Jenny was being opportunistic.
Little Forrest told me that his name was Alex before I came along, but Jenny told him to say his name was Forrest.
Yeah.
He's been 7 different names. He was confused.
It's probably the most spot-on movie critique I've heard in a long time.
100%, man. It is so good. That was Florida Atlantic, and it has been eliminated. We move on to the 5-12 matchup. 5-12 matchup with the San Diego State Aztecs taking on UAB. The 5 seed won. The 12 seed is out. That is this sound.
They were Asian-inspired hot dogs. We had little...
What's that mean, an Asian-inspired hot dog?
They're real dogs.
That's enough, Jake.
That's enough, Jake. Thank you, Todd. The 4-13, that was Auburn and Yale. We had a huge upset here, and the 4-13 matchup... Yale advanced, Auburn lost, and that means the Auburn Tigers, and this sound is out.
Let me get closer to Mick's nipples so I can look at this. Wow.
That's already a drop for next year.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's all the sequential unlocking of body parts to maximize club head speed at the point of contact, and that involves your nipples.
You got to put your nipples where your mouth is.
It's Tom Watson. He's not going to take a divot off my nipple.
Mick's nipples are out. They are out. They have been eliminated, knocked off in the NCAA tournament, the 5-12 seed there. In the second round, in the In My Swifty Era region, the number one seed, the UConn Huskies, took on Northwestern, the 9 seed. The 9 seed lost, and we lost this sound.
I played with this thing for like 5 minutes before I came on here.
Northwestern out. So was that sound. Sorry to the masses. It's gone. And moving on to the 13 seed Yale that took on the 5 seed San Diego State Aztecs. The 13 seed has lost, and the 13 seed Yale is out. So is the sound.
And another hustle double right over the bag at first. Now Hosey and Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson. And Tim Anderson was on the wrong side of that punch.
Tim Anderson knocked out on the field, and down goes Anderson in that matchup, and down went Yale in that matchup. We had Illinois taking on Duquesne, the 3 versus the 11. Illinois advanced, and Duquesne is out. The 11 seed is gone, and this sound attached with it also eliminated.
Hey, good afternoon, James.
Hey, Corey.
A follow-up to what you were just asked there about Drew. Is there a balance, though, between, hey, we need you to throw the ball deep no matter what. Just take a shot. Don't overthink it. Take a shot. We need to see it. We're going to call it. And we need you to get some confidence in doing this as opposed to even giving a young quarterback the chance to say, hey, just check it down if it's not there.
I don't really understand what you're saying, because we would never, like, I'm like, my skin is curling when you say just drop back and chuck it deep no matter what. Like that is like, I don't even know what you're, I don't know what you're saying. It's like you're speaking like from
just
Mars.
Just send a guy in a post pattern, take the shot, throw it.
No matter what.
Give your receiver a chance to make a play on a ball. Even if he might be covered 30 yards down the field, maybe you think he'll be open 45 yards down the field, and like Godwin did, or with Jahan or KJ.
I still don't, like, you're speaking Japanese. We have never done that. Just throw the ball up, and maybe he'll be open, and maybe he'll catch. Like, my skin is like, like you're making me uncomfortable. Like I don't know what you're talking about. So okay. Yeah, we would not do that. We would okay. Never do that. We've never thought about doing that as a head coach, as an offensive coordinator, as a receivers coach. I coached the receivers. I didn't want them to do that. So no, strong no, like yeah, no.
Oh, I mean, just
damn shame. That's maybe my favorite just interaction.
Oh God! I mean, the follow up of just like the cliches, a post pattern, just chuck it deep, give your receiver a chance.
At what point do you abort and just say, "I'm done. I'm not." You know what? Actually, never mind, James. I apologize.
If James Franklin was then answering after the follow up. And then he almost tried to interject a little bit more. Okay, and James Franklin was like, no, like, you're speaking Japanese. Like, we would never do that. As a wide receivers coach, don't do that. Just chuck it deep. Just give him a chance, okay? I know you can check it down here, but just throw it deep, okay? Don't worry about it, you know, just to give the kid some confidence.
Right, if he's not open at 35, just throw it to the 45-yard
marker.
Yeah,
maybe he's open 45 exactly. yards down the field. Yeah, yes. Everybody, that you know, you would always want to throw those, because if somebody's not open at 35 and you know they're going to be open at 45, you definitely wouldn't throw that ball.
Steven, he's leaving.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, Duquesne lost, and that sound is out as well. Iowa State took on Washington State, the 7 seed Washington State. You know, they did win their first game, but they lost their second game, and this sound is gone too.
right now, what are the emotions like going through your head personally?
It's
Garrett Bowles.
Tired of losing, man. I've been here for 7 years, and all I've done is lost. DJ Khaled, yeah, all I've done is lost.
No matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Tired of losing, man.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they say there.
Lost.
And if you go in, put your hands in.
All I've done is lost.
That's not what Washington State did. They got in the tournament. They won their first game against. That would have been perfect if Washington State had lost that first game. It would be great, but they found a way to win. Way to go, Drake. Both the great man and also the team as well. But there you go. Out of the tournament is Washington State and Garrett Bowles, and all they do is lose. Well, you got some weird sounds sometimes, man. You heard Garrett Bowles do that. We made it into DJ Khaled. All right, we will take a timeout. We'll come back. We will continue rolling. We'll wrap up the show. We'll be ending a little bit early today because we want to get to the program before the 2 o'clock press conference starts with John Sherman out at Kauffman Stadium, getting ready for the season, but also 6 days away from the vote to extend the 3/8-cent sales tax and have a 40-year lease and a new downtown ballpark for the Royals. And the Chiefs are a part of it, too. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. More Zone next. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Dylan Michaels, the birthday boy, turning 29 today. One more segment of radio on your birthday, Dylan, huh? Come on.
Couldn't come soon enough.
He is such...
But thank you. In all seriousness, thank you, Jason. Well, I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you.
He is such a diva for the spotlight, is Dylan. Just wants everybody looking. No, that's the exact opposite.
Me.
He loves three people in this world, me, myself, and I. That's what he says all the time, you know? Happy birthday, Dylan. He does a great job here. So,
thank you, sir.
We've got the NCAA tournament picking back up tomorrow night right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and also ESPN Kansas City. It's all presented by Xfinity, Greenlight Dispensary, Hollywood Casino, and Trailside RV. Tonight, we've got the Stadium Town Hall with Todd Lebo starting at 6 o'clock when the program is over at 6. Todd Lebo will take over, and he will have interviews with people on both sides of the issue, the yes vote, the no vote, the here's the information, interview and discussion and things like that, and maybe not leaning one side or another. That comes up at 6 o'clock tonight. And then Bethany Bowman's got her show after that is done. And then we got a little NBA basketball, the Suns and Nuggets tonight at 9 o'clock. I do want to play this sound. We played it at the beginning of the show. And it's Dean Blandino talking about the adjustment to the kickoff rules. This is clip number 2 in there because, you know, there's a name that we brought up earlier in the show when we were talking about the Chiefs having, you know, some more money to spend. They still have to fill out their roster, and we're looking at, you know, whether that's defensive line and Mike Dana or other players or other positions, or it's wide receiver. Is there a veteran wide receiver out there that you might be interested in going out and acquiring and signing? Here's Dean Blandino weighing in on what the adjustment to the kickoff rule will mean in the NFL this year.
It will increase the number of returns because there are other parts of this rule that really decentivize the kicking team from just kicking it through the end zone. Because if you just kick it through the end zone, you're going to give your opponent really good field position. Whereas if you hit it, you have to make the 20-yard line on the fly. And if you hit it in the field of play and it's bouncing toward the end zone, if the returner just lets it go into the end zone, your touchback spot is going to be further back. So really, the goal is to kick the ball between the 20 and the goal line and then cover the kick. You know, what remains to be seen is we saw this in the XFL. We didn't see the explosive returns. We saw certainly more returns, but we didn't have as many explosive returns that we thought we might have. So I think that was one of the approaches that the league took to kind of make some changes, give the return team a little more flexibility, which will help in the return game.
You know, people are talking about who does this benefit? Does it benefit the Chiefs? Is it bad for the Chiefs? Good for the Chiefs? I think what it benefits is, you know, the teams that have the better rosters and the better depth on the roster, 1 through 53. And the Chiefs and Brett Veach, they've been really good at going out and identifying guys at the end of their roster. And also, you know, it takes some health and it takes some luck. We talked about it when the Chiefs played the Bills on the road in the divisional round, that they're facing off against a team that was decimated by injuries on the defensive side, but it also meant that guys who were special teamers were playing a lot of regular reps at on defense, and therefore somebody had to step in at the special team spot. So if you can remain healthy throughout the season, then yes, you are deeper and you have more guys that are good at special teams. Because you're going to have to go down and cover, you're going to have to return, you've got you know, this being a big part of the game, now it's going to be an exciting play. We talked about with that, you know, coming into the conversation, mainstream conversation about this new kickoff rule. The Chiefs have a little bit of money. Are they going to go out and sign another veteran receiver? I think they'll draft a receiver. So right now you can look at their receiving room as Hollywood, Rashee Rice, a draft pick, Justin Watson, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore. I want the Chiefs to go out there and go get Jamal Agnew. It's a guy that I've got my eye on. The kickoffs are now a big part of the game. Go and get the best returner available right now. Cordarrelle Patterson signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jamal Agnew is younger. He's 28 years old. And in the last couple of years, he's got the fourth highest average kickoff return. He can play some wide receiver. Over 16 yards per reception last year. He can do some of the gadget plays. If you're going to go out and add somebody, why not add to a part of the NFL that is now going to be utilized even more? Maybe Jamal Agnew's in the mix.